From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Collier County is dredging sand out of Clam Pass to stop mangroves from dying. The waterway is the entry point to three bays and more than 300 acres of mangroves. WGCU's Topher Four has reports about 8 acres of mangroves have already died.
A wildlife ecologist who consulted on the project says the current die-off comes from heavy rainfall in January and February. Tim Hall says water had nowhere to go because Clam Pass was congested with sand.
So we had water that stacked up higher than normal and got high enough to the point where it started killing some of the mangrove trees out there.
Hall says it's possible there could be more die-off later because mangroves can be slow to react. The pass has a history of closing up. It was dredged a bit in 2013, but this project is larger in scale. Federal and state agencies signed off on a 10-year dredging permit in March. Some locals have long awaited this step. Douglas Craig started a campaign in 2014 to dig out the pass. He says he showed up with shovels and wheelbarrows for nearly 700 days to move sand out of the waterway himself. Craig says it's a relief dredging started and the pass never closed.
I was really pleased that we were able to deliver a healthy mangrove, relatively healthy anyway, to the county for them to dredge it.
Engineers expect to finish dredging this week. Topher Forges, WGCU News.